Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hello, this podcast episode is called The Israelites Are Told the Sabbaths and Judgments They Shall Be Careful to Do. It covers Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 1 through 32. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in smaller chunks at https://Bible in smaller chunks, BIBLE INSMALLERCHUNKS.blogspot.com. Lord had it on my heart to write this for people in our busy world. Also, in doing so, I'm ever mindful of Revelations chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, to not add to or take away from anything in the Bible. So, before ever starting any of this, I was extremely prayerful. And after lots of prayer, the Lord had it on my heart that the way this is to be accomplished is not to change the meaning of any of the passages within the Bible. Although he at times shows me ways to add to understanding that meaning, and if I do so, if he has it on my heart to do so, I think so, but that he has it on my heart to do so, it will be within brackets. Now, if it's something like who's speaking and being spoken to, although it will be in brackets, I won't tell you about it, mainly because if I tell you every single time, you know, I inserted that name or I inserted this more common term, it would make the hearing it kind of chunky, you know, it would. So I don't tell you those types of things, because quite often in the Bible, they say he spoke to him, and at times I think it might be difficult for the listener of the podcast or the viewer of the blog site to track who is speaking and being spoken to. I'll put a name on occasion and put that within brackets, because I try to most commonly put within brackets to show that there's some kind of a change. But those things the Lord has to make it easier for a person to understand what's going on. There are other times the Lord has it on my heart that I should either paraphrase briefly background information or put in verses, because quite often it will be within a chapter that's referring to something that happened in another chapter of that book of the Bible or a whole other book of the Bible. And the listener or the viewer might not be able to know what it's referring to. So that's within brackets, and because the Lord had it on my heart to put that so it might possibly add to clarity or understanding of a passage, I will say within brackets it's that. And so that's how you'll know. And then on the internet, when those things are, if you go to the blog site, those I put within a different color font to make it apparent. Also, the Lord had it on my heart to put this in a table format, which doesn't really affect you as a listener, because it reads just exactly the same as I will share with you today. But on the internet, if you go to the blog site, the Lord had it on my heart to put it there. I can only guess at the reasons why. I mean, I think maybe it adds to, makes it easier for people to read, because it adds to what they just read. But I can't tell you, I just know the Lord had it on my heart to do it. So I have to admit, I reluctantly did it. And then I had to do a reality check in and think, well, the Lord had it on my heart to do it. He's got his reasons. It should be done. And so that's there, and hopefully you find it beneficial. Anyway, when I don't put in repetitive text, because I only include repetitive text if it's done for emphasis or if it's done because it adds a new meaning, but just for being repetitive and it doesn't do either, that's not included and it throws off the verse numbering. So in order to rectify that and have consistency, I do like I did today. This is, I'm telling you that it's the book of the Bible, Deuteronomy, it's covering chapter 12. Verses 1 through 32. So I don't tell you this is verse 2, this is verse 3, this is verse 4. I tell you arranged like I did. so that you know the vast majority of the pertinent information the Lord had on my heart from this chapter will be included within this podcast. Sometimes I condense, combine, and compress similar words for clarity. Also, if it comes to a point where there's foretelling of a future event, I put an asterisk, and like in the Bible, it has like a little star, but I don't have a little star, so I put an asterisk, and I'll say, aha, it's an asterisk, it's foretelling of a future event. Every now and then, I can briefly summarize it and tell you that at the end, but sometimes it's far-reaching, and I can't do that briefly, so I don't include that. And if I get to a portion that's referring to what Jesus has spoken, his words will be in red. You won't be able to see that, but I will tell you. This is primarily done with the King James Version Bible and lots of prayers. But at times, I will utilize BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster Dictionary, or other internet resources as necessary. The Israelites are told the statutes and judgments they shall be careful to do. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 1 through 32. Moses told the Israelites, these are the statutes and judgments that you shall be careful to do all the days of your life in the land that the Lord God of your forefathers gives you to possess. You shall destroy all the places that the nations that go in to possess serve their gods, small g. Capital G is when it's talking about the Lord God, and small g when it's talking about false gods. Upon high mountains, upon the hills, and under every green tree, you shall throw down their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. You shall cut down carved images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place. You shall not worship the Lord your God like this, but you shall only go to the place where the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there. Okay, I'm sorry, I got myself off track. Put his name there, where you are going to live. Sorry. You shall bring your burnt offerings, sacrifice, tithes, heave offerings by your hand. Again, I apologize. I had your hand, and it's like I just had to fix it, and then I got off track. It's my fault, and I apologize. Your special offerings for your vows, free will offerings, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks there. You shall eat before the Lord your God, and you and your household shall rejoice in all that you put your hand to. Since the Lord your God has blessed you, you shall not do whatever seems right in each person's eyes as you are doing this day, for you haven't yet come to the place to rest to your inheritance that the Lord your God gives you. But when you go over the Jordan River and live in the land that the Lord your God gives you, and when he gives you rest from all your enemies around you, and you shall live in safety, then all the place that the Lord your God shall choose to put his name to dwell there, you shall bring all I command you and your burnt offerings, sacrifice, tithes, heave offerings by your hand, and all your special offerings for your vows to the Lord. You and your sons, daughters, men servants, maid servants shall rejoice before the Lord, and the Levites within your gates who don't have a portion of or inheritance with you. Pay attention that you don't offer your burnt offerings in every place you see, but you shall only offer them in the place that the Lord your God shall choose in one of your tribes, and there you shall do all that I command you. Still, you may kill and eat meat you want in all your gates, according to the blessing of the Lord your God that he has given you. Both the clean and the unclean people may eat it, like you eat the gazelle and the deer. Only you shall not eat the blood, and you shall pour the blood on the ground like water. Within your gates you may not eat your tithe of your grain, and the tithe is the 10% of the grain, all these things are money, but anyway, but it's the tithe is 10%. It's just an aside. Of your grain, wine, and oil, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks, the special offerings for your vows and for your freewill offerings or your heave offerings by your hand. But you, your son, daughter, manservants, maidservants, and the Levite within your gate must eat them before the Lord your God in the place that the Lord your God shall choose. You shall rejoice before the Lord your God in everything that you put your hand to. Pay attention to not abandon the Levite as long as you live. When the Lord your God enlarges your border as he promised you, and you say, I will eat meat because I long for it, you may eat meat, whatever you crave. And the place that the Lord your God has chosen to put his name is too far from you, then you shall kill from your herds and flock what the Lord has provided for you as he commanded, and you may eat within your gates whatever you crave. Both the clean and the unclean people shall eat them like the gazelle and the deer are eaten. Only be sure you don't eat the blood, for the blood is its life, and you must not eat the life with the meat, and must pour it out on the ground like water. You shall not eat it, so things go well for you and your descendants when you do what is right in the sight of the Lord. When he's saying you should eat it, he means eat meat with the blood in it. You shall only take the holy things you have your vows, and I think it's you have made with your vows. Your vows. And go to the place that the Lord shall choose and offer your burnt offerings, the meat and the blood upon the altar of the Lord your God. The blood of your sacrifices shall be poured out among the altar of the Lord your God, and you shall eat the meat. Carefully listen and do these things, these words that I command you, so that it may go well for you and your descendants forever. When you do what is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God, when the Lord your God cuts off the nations before you, where you go to possess them and take them over and live in their lands, and pay attention to be careful that you aren't ensnared by following them and asking about their gods, saying, how do these nations serve their gods? So I will do like they do. You shall not worship the Lord your God like this, for they have done to their gods every abomination that the Lord hates. They have even burnt their sons and daughters in the fire to their gods. Carefully observe and do whatever I command you. You shall not add to or take away from it. The next time I share a podcast, it will be called What to Do If Someone Tries to Lead You Astray. And it's over Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1 through 18. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.